Now, Slats, on Sunday night, I was on level 3 of ANZ Stadium, sitting out on the balcony watching Cole Chisel, working hard. Finished, had a race back down to the press box, and I was dashing out the back, and who do I run into? Arthur Summons with Dave Smith, the boss of the NRL, and the boss had a massive smile on his face. He loved Cole Chisel. He said, how good was that? And we weren't to know that we were about to watch one of the best grand finals of all time. We're lucky enough to have the boss of the NRL on the line now. G'day, Dave.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Have you still got the smile on your face?
I am, actually, partly because I love Arthur Summons as well. He's such a funny man.
He's a nice man.
Working with him is a hoot. So that was two reasons for a smile. One was Cole Chisel, one was Arthur.
Yeah, yeah. He's a Wagga boy, you know, Dave.
He's a great bloke, I'm telling you. He has got the wickedest sense of humour. Obviously a great football player, but he's got the wickedest sense of humour that belies his innocent-looking face.
Now, Dave, I'll ask the hard question first. Have you booked Cole Chisel to perform at the NRL Grand Final for the next decade?
Oh, mate, how good were they? I think that was live as well. So live's always a bit of a risk, as we know through history. Sometimes things go wrong. But it was fabulous. I think the mosh pit, everything. It was just a fabulous performance. And I think doing the oldies was great. I was watching the crowd was rocking. Yeah. So, look, it was a great start to what was an amazing game.
Yeah, and there's a few things to ask you about. We've been asking listeners to send in questions, Dave. Nothing too heavy, but Golden Point in the aftermath, very exciting, one of the greatest grand finals. Will there be a change to that in the future, do you think?
Oh, look, if there's going to be any change, it's something that would be discussed at the competition committee. But, as I understand it, I think by and large it gets support across most coaches. When it's as close as that and there's a loser and you lose in that fashion, you can sort of understand why there's frustration. But I think it's as good a system as any. It's certainly from a fan perspective was pretty exciting. So if there is going to be a change, it would be one of the things that would come up at the end of the year in the competition committee. But I can't see that there's likely to be a change to that particular position.
Now, you had record crowds for a final series in the NRL with that 82,000 crowd at ANZ on Sunday night. There is all this talk about whether the grand final should move to Brisbane. John Grant, the chairman's been pretty strong on it. What's your position on it, and is it going to happen in the near future, and how much is it tied into the new stadiums that have been proposed for Moore Park?
Look, I think the way that we manage Origin is quite a good example of, I think, the way things potentially roll out in the future, whereby we do 1 year focused in New South Wales, 1 year focused in Queensland, and then the third year we take a game away. So I can see in the future how to take some of our big events. I can see how we continue to do that, because it's a way of expanding the game and attracting a new fan base. And as you saw with Origin 2, it doesn't detract at all from fans travelling and having a good time away at a weekend in Melbourne in that case, or midweek in Melbourne in that case. So I can see that we do that more frequently in the future, because our big events are really big events. We had 25,000 interstate travellers for the grand final this weekend, and roughly the same for Origin 2. So it's quite attractive, and it also shows that our fans will travel to have a good time. So look, I think stadiums are a big, big piece of that. I think in the future, the fact that we're going to have $1.6 billion of investment in Sydney stadiums is very, very significant, because what it means is you're going to get the best venues for our fans. At the end of the day, it's all about the fans. We get the best venues for our fans, so they're more likely to want to come to these sorts of venues. So it is a big piece in that consideration, but you can't lose sight of the fact that our core markets really are New South Wales and Queensland, and we'll never forget that, because that's where this game started, and that's where its real strongholds are.
The listeners, Dave, have been putting this forward all morning. How can we justify $1.6 billion, on stadiums when we can't fill the ones we've got now?
Oh, look, I think what we've seen this year is with our big events, we absolutely can fill stadiums to capacity. Home and away, is always going to be a bit softer. But I think the key thing to recognise is what we as a game need is we need a network of stadiums that are different sizes. So anybody that went down to the Melbourne Cows game where it was a sellout in Melbourne, there were, I think, 30,000. It was a fantastic atmosphere in a relatively small stadium. So I think in our ideal model, what we end up with is, say, a 55,000, just talk about Sydney for a second, 55,000 in Allianz, a new stadium.
Mm.
You've got about 30 to 35 in Parramatta, which will be perfect because it'll be full most of the time. And then Far West, in due course, that would be, say, a 25,000-seat stadium. And then, of course, you've got ANZ there, which is sort of 83, 84,000 for those massive events. So I think if you get that, if you get it so it's configured that way and it's got the geographical spread, what it means is you will more often than not be able to fill your stadiums. It'll just be the right size for the right game, if you know what I mean. And sometimes our home and away crowds have been 16,500 for the last 20 years. So nothing's changed. What you would hope is that with a new experience in the stadium whereby it's easy to get to, the transport network's properly integrated into the precincts and the shops, I think you will see an increase in people coming. But nonetheless, nope, we're not trying to get 80,000 for every game. What we're trying to do is have a network of stadiums that fit all of those different size games.
Okay, let's just move to Queensland. So we had two Queensland teams. Average crowd at Suncorp of over 30,000, which I think is unbelievable. How much longer until we see that second Brisbane team?
Well, look, I think that's a very big call. It's a big call to introduce a second team. You know, clearly the Brisbane market is a strong market for us, but you've also got to recognise that the majority of our clubs across the country do it tough. So I think the number one priority is to make sure the clubs we've got are sustainable and prosperous. And I think there's a bit of work for us to do there. And I think once you've got that sorted, then, you know, clearly, I think clearly the opportunity is in the Queensland market to create more of a conference system, to create something more for fans up there. But I think we've got to get our base more solid first, and I think that's the priority for the next couple of years.
Also, the other half of the TV deal. Now, we had Paul Kent on earlier in the show. He seemed to think that you've stuffed it up completely. What about this TV deal and how are those negotiations going? Are Fox Sports going to come to the party at some stage soon?
Well, look, I don't want to talk about a TV deal because it's commercially sensitive. And we entered the market because we're 2.5 years to run because we wanted to make sure we had all our options laid out in front of us. What I can absolutely tell you is we have all our options laid out in front of us. $925 million, the biggest TV free-to-air deal ever done. 4 games, free for our fans. So that's in the bag. And by the way, 925 is almost the same size of the whole deal last time. Let's not lose perspective of that. 4 games free. And all of our options are laid out in front of us. And we'll take the time, we'll work with our partners, we'll do all the right things. So commercially sensitive, not going to go into the detail, but this game is in a very, very strong and healthy position.
The rule changes that we're seeing now and the reffing bunker that we're going to see in the future, Dave, everything looking comfortable with that progressing and the rule changes that sometimes happen mid-season, is that going to continue?
The bunker, just on the bunker, I think a bit like the fan zone that we introduced last week, you know, the bunker, these are two new fresh ideas and I think the bunker is going to be phenomenal for fans. It's going to be great for fans because not only will it improve the quality of our video refs, and we know we've got to improve the quality there, it's going to give new content for our fans to watch and listen to. So I think the bunker, you know, it's a big investment, but it's an investment that will pay for itself. I think that bunker is really, really exciting as a game perspective, and I think we'll be probably the first to do it in this country. Similarly, with the fan zone that we introduced, we had 50,000 people go through Darling Harbour in 2.5 days. And that was the first time we've done anything like that, interactive fan zone. I saw as many kids as I did parents, and you saw all the colours of the rainbow in terms of, you know, different shirts. So for the first, different jerseys, for the first time what we saw was everybody celebrating what was an amazing season and coming through and having a good time. So I mean, they're two big initiatives. In terms of mid-season changes to rules, personally, I don't think we should be fiddling with the rules too much. The game's been... Now, it's in pretty good shape, but I don't think we should be fiddling with them. Any rules we change should only really be with player welfare in mind. So, for example, the shoulder charge, or if there's, you know, something else that's significant. Everything else, to my mind, should be something that the competition committee deals with. And by and large, we should make sure that everybody's got a chance, including our fans, to understand exactly what those changes mean.
Dave, yeah, thank you so much, mate. I just want to, on behalf of the show, thank you for your time this morning. We can't wait to talk with regard to next season. And on our talkback side of things, the game is followed passionately and it's a tough role that you perform, and good luck, mate. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Well done. Dave Smith there, NRL boss. Tried to get, it was a power interview, wasn't
it? We should have gone for half an hour.
Trying to cover it all off very quickly.